This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, I got to tell you, I love looking at the desperation of these Democrats. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Desperation. Robert O'Rourke believes he can be president of the United States. We'll get a little bit more into him in just a bit, but Bernie Sanders, he pulled out a desperate move. Have you seen this? I mean, talk about needing a gimmick. Why not just stage your own butt kicking? Here's what Bernie Sanders has done. He said his campaign is unionized. See, these leftist campaigns, they don't pay their campaign workers the same stuff. They talk about, oh, fairness between men and women, and then you find out Hillary Clinton paid her men more than she paid her women, and so on and so forth. Paid her whites more than she paid her blacks, and so on. I mean, it's funny to watch them, because they want you to believe they're very fair and all this stuff. They're so fair, this is what they do. They cheat to get their kids into the better schools. They're willing to pay tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a leg up for their kids. They will fake sports programs. They will fake SAT scores. They will do whatever. And you know who created the system for fakery? The Democrats, the leftists. They are trying to circumvent the very system they've created. You want to know who cheats more on their taxes than anybody per capita? Democrats, progressives. These are the people that tell you, we need to pay more taxes, as they scheme not to pay more taxes. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I know these things because I wrote a book about it. I researched it. John Kerry moving his yacht to another state, docking his yacht in another state so he doesn't have to pay taxes on Esmeralda. That is the name of his yacht. Esmeralda or Isabella. It's one of them. It's a Hispanic name, which is funny to me because I said, John Kerry is hiding his illegal yacht in another state, in a sanctuary state, so he didn't have to pay, you know, $300,000-$500,000 worth of taxes. Money that he's got to burn, because he's married to Heinz, the Heinz fortune. Do you use Heinz ketchup? Then you are financing John Kerry's lifestyle. Speaking of John Kerry, why isn't he running for president? I mean, isn't he on the docket? What's he, like 98? Shouldn't he be running? Isn't he a qualified rich white leftist? Communist? Lying scumbag? Lying skank? Needing a gimmick, Bernie Sanders. Mr. I don't know, what's Bernie in dog years? Like 582? This dude is running for president and he needs a gimmick. We're going to unionize the campaign. We're going to unionize people who are going to make the same amount of money. They're going to make the same amount of money, everyone, including you. Hey, Bernie, if you unionize, I wonder what you're going to pay your wife, your daughter, your son-in-law, and so on. Because that, go look at Bernie. Don't listen to Kevin Jackson. No, don't believe me. Go look at what Bernie paid his wife, his daughter, and his son-in-law on his campaign. Go look at Bernie's lifestyle. Mr. Socialist, there's too much money, people are making too much money. Bernie Sanders says anything over $1 million should be taxed at some outrageous percent. I think he said 100%. So in other words, everything over $1 million, forget about it. Oh, except for Bernie. Because, see, Bernie's making over $1 million now through all of his stuff. And you know what Bernie won't do? Bernie ain't going to pay more in taxes. Bernie's had an opportunity. I bet he had his best year ever. I would love to see produce Bernie's taxes. Produce Bernie's taxes. I want to see him. So his gimmick is to unionize. Yeah, that's the way I'm going to make a difference. Now, what are the other people doing? Well, you've got Kamala Harris, and you've got Elizabeth Warren, and you've got Cory Booker. Cory Booker got a new girlfriend. That's his gimmick. He's like, I've been dating a Holly weirdo. Yeah, you saw her on Luke Cage if you're a Marvel fan. And yeah, we've been together now. It's really cool. And, you know, we owe Spartacus, you know. You know. So that's his gimmick. He's got a new girlfriend. I'm not gay. No, I'm not gay. I've got a girlfriend. Didn't you know? I've got a girlfriend. Yay, yippee-yay, yay. And they kept it a secret, too. They were able to keep it a secret. All the Hollywood, nobody knew that Cory Booker and whatever her name is, I don't know, some Hispanic-looking. She looks like a lizard to me, the girl that he's dating. But anyway, and you've seen her in movies. Yeah, she's been in a lot of movies. But anyway, she with Will Smith. Will Smith. Y'all, wasn't she in one of the, I don't know. Anyway, she's Will Smith. I don't remember her name. I'm sorry, I don't pay attention to Hollywood weirdos. But the big news for him is he's dating her. And it was kept a secret. Nobody knew. They just sprang it on us because, you know, we were all wondering, is Corey gay? Is he not gay? Why is he single? You know, single president. And don't be surprised if they do an arranged marriage. I just want to see video of the honeymoon night because I don't think that marriage is going to get consummated, if you know what I'm saying. Not that it matters. I don't think that marriage will get consummated. Gimmicks. All that's all they got. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, reparations. Gimmick. Kirsten Gillibrand just came out with something. Said she's got some new, you know, Mr. Trump, you're going to deal with us with us women and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what her gimmick. They've all got a gimmick. I swear, it's so easy to see. It's like, you know, Ringling Brothers is rolling over and they're going, please, we see this a mile away. Uh-uh, you got to do a better thing than that. Come on now. Be showmen. You got Beto O'Rourke, Robert, not to be called Beto, because he's using the Spanish name to make himself sound Spanish, Beto. And he speaks Spanish. He grew up in El Paso. Congratulations. But the dude is a train wreck. He's a train wreck. So all of them have their gimmicks. And you know what? It isn't going to matter. Sacrificial lambs, because I don't know if you've looked, but things are going really well. Do you know that Ford and some of these other car companies, Toyota, they are opening up old plants in the United States so they can meet production? They're opening it up here. Don't you dare, leftists listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, don't you dare go look at Donald Trump's actual record. Don't you dare. Don't you embarrass Barack Obama. Don't you go all racial and go look at what this man is actually doing to improve this nation. It'll blow your mind. Let's go back and let's look at all these little gimmicks because we got lots of gimmickry going on here. Lots of gimmickry. We're going to unionize the campaign, says Bernie Sanders, because that'll do it. Yeah. Who else? Kamala Harris, she can't raise money. Elizabeth Warren she's on life support. People are joining. I don't know who's joining a campaign. There's two or three people joining all the time, and then there's a lot of smart people going, you know what? I want no part of this. I want no part of the party of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Tlaib, and all these other people. They don't even want a part of the Pelosi part of it. They don't want part of the Schumer part of it. It is a recipe for disaster if you are a Democrat right now, and they know this. And I'm happy to explain this to all my listeners out there. New Marcus, we need to start giving shout-outs to these shows, too. Anyway, folks, hey, lots to talk about. Glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is a pretty amazing story when you think about it, but if Hillary Clinton is allowed to practice law again, I think that would be a bigger travesty than her actually becoming president of the United States. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Isn't there a law against elitist butt munches practicing law? If there's not, there should be. Because then we could get rid of all these leftist ambulance chasers and these people that just file frivolous lawsuits and so on, you know, whatever. What about those soon to be convicted of treason? Should they be allowed to practice law? Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Hillary and Bill Clinton, and others? Despite all that we know, folks, about crooked Hillary Clinton, the state of Arkansas has granted her back her law license, her law credentials. She can practice law again. 17 years ago, they took away her ability to conduct or to do law in the state of Arkansas. And I'm sure they made this decision because it would have been a matter of public safety. given that Clinton prided herself on representing rapists, while, by the way, sleeping next to a rapist for quite a few years. Actually helping her rapist, sexual abusing husband cover up all of his conquests, where people were left in shambles, and Hillary Clinton called it bimbo eruptions. There you go, feminist. There's your poster child for the I believe her Me Too movement and feminism, whatever you want to call it. The fact that she was willing to throw women under the bus in order to protect her man, because her getting that man ahead meant that she got ahead with her. See, that is what I call the height of self-indulgence. That is irony and hypocrisy all in the one nice little tight bundle, right? Hillary's law license got reinstated on March the 4th. It had been suspended from March 14th of 2002 until that date. The Arkansas judiciary decided in its own wisdom that Hillary Clinton is another needed attorney in Arkansas. Her first law license was granted in 1973, and most people don't know this. Hillary moved to Arkansas, having not passed the bar in D.C., and she took it in Arkansas and passed it. And I would venture to tell you, it wasn't on the first time. Larry Nichols, who used to, I was on his show many times. He's a Clinton insider. He was the guy that did the dirty work. Think of him as the Roger Stone for the Clintons. He said Hillary could be looking for a spot as an attorney general if the Democrats won the White House in 2020. This may be what this is about. I think Larry Nichols is on to something. Absolutely, Nichols said. She could become the Pope and she's not even Catholic. Who's going to stop her? I agree. People that are on the left, they don't care about your past. They don't care how many people you murdered. They don't care how many people you raped. They don't care how many people's lives you've ruined. Blasey Ford fits that bill. Rapist Bill Clinton. There are many people that still think the sun rises and sets on that man. Murderers. The Clinton cartel has killed, as politicians go, they've killed a lot of people. Oh, Kevin, that's scandalous, slanderous. No, it isn't. I'm going on the materials that I'm given, and in my opinion, which isn't worth, won't even get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. In my opinion, the Clintons have been responsible for at least 20 murders, and I bet you it's more than that. Now, I'm not saying they did it with their own hands, but wink, wink, nod, nod, that person needs to be gone, and they're gone. They've ruined lives. I want you to, when I say things like this, I want you to reflect on the nearest, something that you can remember, that you can recount. But the Clintons ruined lives, because that's what leftists do. And I want you to think about Brett Kavanaugh, an innocent man who did absolutely nothing except live a pretty doggone stellar life by most people's standards. And they wanted to destroy this man. They didn't want to just like ruin him a little bit. They wanted him destroyed. And they dang near got it done. And in the meantime, the shrapnel fell and hit people like me who call these women what they were, what they are, by the way, lying skanks, and the shrapnel hits me. Do you think Fox cares, who's now suspended Jeanine Pirro because of comments she made about this Muslim woman? Comments that you and I would probably, I mean, I don't know, most people would disagree with. She didn't say anything anti-Muslim or inflammatory. It was basic stuff. You can lose your job over basic stuff. When I talked to a group of very wealthy people about what was going on in the state of political correctness and social justice, I said, guys, if this were limited only to school and academia and you went into the world and it was no big deal, it would be one thing. But it goes into corporate America. I got fired for saying something. Jeanine Pirro's on the chopping block. Tucker Carlson was recently on the chopping block. Sean Hannity's been on the chopping block. Laura Ingraham's been on the chopping block. And many people who've done far less. I mean, the one guy that actually was reading a book called the KKK versus Notre Dame gets suspended because some black woman walked by and thought that he was reading a book about the KKK. He was reading a book about how, by the way, he worked at Notre Dame, how his university and the Catholic Church fought against the Klan, but that wasn't good enough. What about the guy that used the word niggardly to describe, you know, we have to be very, you know, pinch our pennies? It is a legitimate word. But you can't say it because it sounds too close to the N word. And somebody misconstrued that, and he's going, it means miserly, folks. See, I could get away with saying that. In fact, I'm going to do it a couple more times. Niggardly! Niggardly! Just to throw some white folks off listening to the program. You people are crazy. There's not a single word. If I were white, there's not a word you can tell me I can't say. If I'm black, there's not a word you can tell me I can't say. If you are a cracker, I'll call you a cracker. And other than the FCC, I call black folks the N-word all the time when they act like it. So I just want to be clear. I'm not going to be censored. I don't know how you feel.
Oh, Kevin, you could lose your job.
I lost my job. I lost my job calling these women skanks, standing behind what I believe in. And I would suggest you have the gumption, as is a word we used to use in the old days, to do the same. You want to be hostage to that? I'm not hostage to anything. Nothing. I'm fearless. Say what I want. People,
oh, Kevin, you talk about Muslims, they'll put a fatwa out on you.
I don't give a crap about Muslims. To heck with your, who is it, Muhammad? To heck with your prophet, the baby, the pedophile, coward. Yeah. Ooh, Kevin, you can never go to England. Well, I guess I can never go to England, huh? Ask me if I care. Not going to be intimidated. Anyway, Hillary Clinton says she's not going to be president, but you know what? That's the they're trying to get this done. They want these secretaries of state because that's how they get to do the reapportioning of things when they start looking at gerrymandering districts. Arkansas is no longer a staunchly red state. For the record, get it out of your head, folks, that there are staunchly red states anymore. There aren't any. They're purple states. And if we don't get off of our butts and start pushing back, those purple states are going to become blue, and we're not going to be able to win any elections, and game over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Ohio to tour a few manufacturing plants. Before leaving, the president was asked if the Mueller report should be made public for everyone to see.
I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it. Again, I say, a deputy, because of the fact that the attorney general didn't have the courage to do it himself, a deputy that's appointed appoints another man to write a report.
Newly confirmed EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is raising some eyebrows after comments he said regarding drinking water and not climate change being the greatest and most immediate global threat to the environment. Wheeler tells CBS This Morning,
we have 1,000 children die every day worldwide because they don't have safe drinking water. That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Democrats are freaks. Okay, I'm serious. They're freaks. And here's the thing. I don't care that they're freaks. I mean, when I see a two-headed snake, I'm like, wow, look at that. That's a freaky thing, right? I don't know how long it can survive in the wild, nor do I care. Does it need to eat twice as much? I don't know. If you want to do a dissection of it and figure it out and understand it, then you're a scientist. By all means, do it. But let's recognize that it is a freak. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We get put off, conservatives, when we're like, oh, how can you describe somebody as a freak or that behavior is not normal or things like this? Because that's the way the world works. There are things that are normal. For example, you're driving your car down the road, okay? And suddenly you just veer off the highway and off the overpass and kill yourself. That's not normal. That would be freakish behavior. It would make one go, huh, I wonder if the person was disturbed. It would make you wonder, is there the car defective? It would cause you to question the reactions of everything that happened there. You know, the what inspired that? Right? And you don't know whether it's mechanical, you don't know whether it's a mental illness of the person, but it would give you questions. It's the same thing when somebody goes, hey, I'm a guy and I like having sex with another guy. It would go, that's kind of freaky. Because you know what? That's not the way nature works. Your inquiry doesn't make you crazy. Your inquiry makes you human. That's the beauty of what we do. We're thinkers. See, a chimpanzee may be able to make it out and go, you know, that's kind of freaky. But they can't put the reasoning, the level of reasoning that we have to look at it from all different sides and perspectives and look at it deep and go layers down. No, they just go, well, I don't know if he's a boy and he'll let me hump him. I guess I'll hump him. I don't know. You know. They don't give a whole lot of thought to it. We go, strange behavior. Strange behavior. Women wearing vagina hats, protesting a man who a year ago, months before that, they didn't even care about. Let me ask you, let me put it to you in freaky talk, okay? How many women do you know who went down to NBC Studios when Trump was on, what was the show? Celebrity Apprentice? How many women wore vagina hats and protested Donald Trump as being a misogynist and all these other things when he was... and by the way, he was a billionaire, playboy, blah, 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 all that. The only thing that changed with Donald Trump was he became a candidate. And suddenly, and when he became president, oh, my God, it was DEFCON 4, or DEFCON 1. I think that's it goes opposite. But whichever DEFCON it is, how many women were protesting this man when he was the identical guy other than he was president? How many? I don't recall any. I'm just going from memory here. But I don't remember any feminists protesting Trump for any reason. I don't remember any black people calling him racist for any reason. I don't remember any of the things he's being accused of. Russian collusion, fake dossiers and all this other stuff. None of it. prior to Donald Trump saying, I want to be president of the United States, declaring he was a Republican president of the United States, because if Donald Trump, God forbid, declared he was a Democrat, they wouldn't have done this. Suddenly, Donald Trump would have been okay. Now, he couldn't have won because, guess what? They would have conspired against him and made him, you know, Hillary Clinton was the chosen one. Bernie Sanders found this out. But I just want to understand the mentality of these folks. I'm trying to help you understand it, too. And that's why I tell you, Democrats are freaky-dicky. They are freaks. See, we're not freaks because we understand, well, right versus wrong. We don't care about the politics of things. If George Bush was a feckless president, which he was, I wasn't paying attention at the time. I'll admit it. I was too busy trying to earn my money and, you know, keep paying these leftists, watching leftism spiral crazier and crazier, and which is quite frankly what made me leave management consulting when I decided I needed to get in the game. But up to that point, I wasn't watching. I wasn't concerned. I didn't know about the Patriot Act and what, how egregious it was and how it could be taken into even further, you know, infringement upon my rights and so on and so forth. I didn't realize how bad of a fiscal conservative George Bush was. With this compassionate conservatism, you know, I didn't realize that the Bush family is a bunch of losers versus somebody to be admired. But now I know. And so I find myself going, okay, I can talk about him now. I've done more research. But up to that point, I was ignorant of the subject. I hate to admit that, but it's true. Many of you were as well. When we were fighting for Bush to beat Gore and hoping he would win Florida, really and truly, what were we fighting for? Other than we do see how crazy Gore is because he's now Mr. Climate Change.
Climate Change. And you need to, well, you have to understand the hockey stick and
well, okay, Al, I get it. Just go back. Go find Tipper and give her another big kiss on TV, right? So I understand it better now. But the Democrats are just flat out crazy. They are nutty. Look at their candidates. They got a woman who sleeps her way to the top. But don't you say anything about it because, you know, I'm with her. It's Me Too movement. It's feminism. So what? She slept her way to the top. They got a fake Indian woman running, and she's made all her apologies. So it's all good. So what? She did identity theft. So what? She got ahead on stealing the identity of a culture and making it appear as though she's one of them and telling these stories and writing cookbooks and all that other stuff. So what? We got a guy who practically, I mean, he seems to love attacking white women. I mean, I call him Angry Black Man, but he calls himself Spartacus. We have him as a candidate. We've got a guy, O'Rourke, who I'm about to get into, who is, he's like Bernie Sanders. He has sex fantasies and rape fantasies and all kinds of things, killing kid fantasies. Bernie Sanders is another one. He's got all kinds of rape fantasies and writings that he wrote about that people are going, yikes, this dude's a little creepy. And don't even say the word creepy without missing the front runner, Joe Biden. Hands, you know, that it should be Joe Hands Biden, because, man, he will lay hands on anybody. Your wife, when you're getting in a war, Joe's back there molesting your woman. Don't believe me? Go look at the pictures. Look at the awkward looks on people's faces going, somebody get away from me, please. He's so creepy. Barack Obama, Mr. Sexually Ambiguous, and I mean, look, Hillary Clinton, I mean, I could give you all the dirty on these people and we wouldn't get to the news. They all got dirty. As a black term, means that they're pretty nasty people. They don't want you to know about it because they're afraid. Oh, what are you gonna do if you know? So then they rationalize it. Well, listen, it's okay that I did this, or, you know, like, for example, they'll tell you, we want gun control, but they'll have guns. You go, what about your guns? They'll tell you, we're for black people. And you know, why did you use the N-word when you were talking about that section of town? Or, you know, was this one lady that's this Democrat somewhere that said them N-words over in that part of town or something like that? Isn't that that's a Democrat? That's a new development, right? Hey, folks, let me explain something to you. Nothing new there. Nothing new at all. Yeah. That's just that's Democrats. They tell you they love women, they objectify women more than you can believe. I mean, holy cow. I told you guys the other day, go look at the Daily Mail or something like that and look at the amount of just sexuality. It's about, oh, so-and-so's showing her breast, or so-and-so's showing her bikini body. She's got, look at the butt on so-and-so, you know. And I don't even know the names of these people. I don't keep up with them. If I can't entertain you in pop culture because I don't keep up. I don't think you can keep up. So they do this, and then they want these people in office. They want pedophiles. They want rapists. They want murderers. They want scam artists. If the more, the better you are at that type of stuff, the more likely you are to become a high-powered, high-ranking Democrat. I gave you guys information about Beto O'Rourke. He's from a family of essentially gypsies. These are people, I think they ran a furniture store or something. These people have been ripping people off for decades. People in prison over these folks. Was his daddy in prison? I don't remember all the details. You got to go look at the archives at kjradio.com. But Beto O'Rourke is a piece of work. I said earlier in another broadcast, the Democrats should be ashamed of this guy, and they've put him out front as if he is a viable candidate for the presidency. This is a man they wanted to be a senator. Now they want him to be president. They put tens of millions of dollars, the most expensive Senate campaign probably in the history of our republic, was run in order to defeat Ted Cruz. And whether you like Ted Cruz or not, at least the man is competent. Beto, Robert, not to be called Beto O'Rourke, is a scam artist of the highest order. And I told you guys, I said, if he runs for president, it will be because he sees the scam of it. He knows he's not qualified. He knows he won't even win. He won't even be the Democrats' candidate. But Beto, not to be called Beto, Robert O'Rourke, the Irishman, is a guy who says, huh, I could cash in big here. So he declared. It's that simple. One of the most radical people on the planet that they wanted to plant as a moderate. But he can't play the moderate because he's too far gone. And also, he thinks he can win by being the radical. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from him because he's talking about AR-15s and what he wants to see happen with AR-15s. And then I want to get into the perverted stuff that this guy wrote. And I want you to understand that these Democrats love him. They love the freaks. They love these sideshow clowns. And I don't know why they think these people can win, but you know what? It's pretty pathetic that they actually believe they can win. That should be the most scary part of all.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We allow people in this country to buy weapons that were designed, engineered, and sold to the United States military for the express purpose of killing people as effectively as possible in as great a number as possible. And an AR-15 gunshot wound, that high-impact, high-velocity round, will blow a hole through your back the size of an orange. You will bleed to death before anybody can get to you and save your life, because that's exactly what it was designed to do, to keep that enemy soldier down and not claim the life of one of our own. Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. continue to use it responsibly and safely. I just don't think that we need to sell any more weapons of war into this public.
That was Robert O'Rourke, Irishman, who's posing as a Hispanic. And as far as O'Rourke is concerned, you can tell he knows very little about firearms. He talks about an AR-15. It is high velocity, high impact, but it's not as big of an impact as many other rounds, not as high velocity as many other weapons, but he singles out the AR-15. He's just another one of these Democrat freaks that I talked about earlier in the list of these lunatics who believe they should be running the country continues to grow, and all you got to do is listen to him. He knows nothing about this weapon. I would venture to tell you this guy hasn't picked up a rifle in years, maybe never in his entire life, probably has never fired a firearm, certainly has never been put into harm's way where he had to use a firearm to save his life, whether it be from an animal attack or from a leftist animal attack. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I love these people. They're freaks. And here's what a freak is. A freak is somebody who looks at normal life and says, okay, I'm going to disrupt your normal life because even though I know nothing about it, I don't know anything about firearms, but I'm going to disrupt your life. I'm not saying you, for example, I don't need to become a pedophile to understand that being a pedophile is a freak. But here's what I know from common sense. If a child can't make up his or her mind about sexuality, anybody that is doing that for them is, in my opinion, a freak. And in the case of a pedophile, somebody who, in my opinion, is unredeemable, maybe except by God. But the idea that So I don't have to get into the head of a pedophile to know I don't want to be one. I think that the way you're naturally wired explains sexuality to you. But what's not naturally wired is about firearms. I know it may sound a little bit convoluted to some that are out there going, no, Kevin, you want your cake and eat it too? No, I don't. I want my cake and eat it too. I'm just giving you an example of, yeah, there are things that I don't need to try. Right? I don't need to try being gay, for example. I don't have to try that to know I'm not gay. I know, here's how I know. I watch nature. And I go, nature, you know, looks, there's a man and a woman, and there's only one way to have babies. And in order for whatever species to survive, you can't have gaiety, right? So that makes me understand it. I don't need to go through it. I also know that in order to be an equalizer to the beast, which, by the way, God gave us dominion over the beast, but he didn't tell us go wrestle cows. He didn't tell us to go, you know, however you want to take care of a beast. He didn't give us specific ways of how to do that. We've evolved that to the most humane way, at least in our culture, the most humane way to enjoy the beast of the earth as we need them. Some of them, we just use them for sport, horse racing, for example. Others we use for sustenance, like cows, whether we're getting milk from them or leather or what have you. And we become good stewards of this, much better than our ancestors. Don't misunderstand me. They used everything on an animal, but for the most part, so do we. If you're smart and you're in the cattle business, you don't throw away the hides. You figure out a way to use every part of that animal for the good, you know, because it gave its life for you. We're not wasteful people. So we're good stewards. Human beings, we're good stewards of these things. And in fact, we've planned so much better for it that, you know, we've made industries of it. I know it may seem cruel to some, but it isn't. It is what it is. We've been given dominion over the animals in the earth. And the problem is we have animals that have been given dominion over us, and they're called leftists. People like Robert O'Rourke, one of the list of creatures that exist on the other side, leftist pedophiles, serial killers, mass murderers, creepy porn people, and a host of other things that you know are not right in normal society, that these people rationalize. And O'Rourke, I mean, this guy fantasized about killing kids and plotting their murders. Have you guys seen this guy's articles? The man that's running for president, while a teenager, acknowledged in an exclusive interview that he was part of a big group of hackers. Who knows what information he's got? For all we know, he's in cahoots with the Chinese. or the Russians. They call it the cult of the dead cow. They named it after an abandoned Texas slaughterhouse. And what they did at the time was they released tools and that ordinary people had computers that were running Windows by Microsoft. Now, he's disrupting corporate America, getting people to hack Windows. And yet, he wants to run for president. Because he'll say, I'm a disruptor, Kevin. This is what I do. I disrupt systems and blah. You know, they're going to rationalize whatever they do. Members of the group have protected O'Rourke's secrets for decades, reluctant to compromise his political viability. I'm reading this. Now in a series of interviews, CDC members have acknowledged O'Rourke as one of their own. He thought differently, too, they said. His CDC writings from nearly three decades ago under the handle Psychedelic Warlord remains online. And when he was 15, he wrote a short, disturbing piece of fiction. Do we know it's fiction? With a guy like him, a leftist, I don't know that you can count on it being completely fiction. But here's one day, as I was driving home from work, I noticed two children crossing the street. They were happy, happy to be free from their troubles. This happiness was mine by right. I had earned it in my dreams. As I neared the young ones, I put my weight on my right foot and kept the accelerator pedal on the floor until I heard the crashing of the two children on the hood and then the sharp cry of pain from one of the two. I was so fascinated for a moment that after I had stopped my vehicle, I just sat in a daze, sweet visions filling my head. Do I really need to comment? Seriously. This is a sick dude. Now you can say, well, Kevin, man, he was just writing fiction. I mean, he's a figment of his imagination. Let me tell you something. I'm a pretty imaginative guy. And I don't know, I can't give you all of my thoughts. I don't remember everything I've ever thought. And I'm sure some of them are vile and putrid or whatever else. But here's what I may have been forced to think like a leftist because I was getting into the head of a leftist. Okay? But as a rule, that's the only time I think vile and putrid thoughts. Even when I think about these people and how much I can't stand them, I don't think vile and putrid thoughts. I just think, how sorry I am for. I feel sorry for these knuckleheads, right? To be that stupid. Some of them with money, some of them with fame and fortune, but still, to be that stupid. Well, I said money earlier, but you know what I'm talking about. I feel sorry for them, but I don't want to hurt them. And let's say that you did have a thought that you said, oh, I want to kill some kids. Would you write about it? I mean, just honestly, would you go, you know what? I'm going to write about this because this is interesting to me. Now, some might argue, well, Kevin, he's just being honest, man. He's putting it out there. Oh, he's putting it out there. And he very well may be being honest, which is really scary. Because I'm going to tell you something. I have never in my entire life, I can make this statement with 100% certainty, other than thinking about it in terms of what the left has done, as I am now, I have never thought about killing kids. I have never thought about killing an animal for fun. Never. So, you know, I don't know how you rationalize. And I'm not trying to tell you how to. And I'm not even telling you that you're a bad person if you do want to rationalize how for O'Rourke. Fine. But I won't. That's a sick dude. And I've talked about his life in general. I dare you, it's particularly leftist, I dare you to research this guy with any amount of vigor and rigor. I'm talking about go through and just go one level deeper than the norm. And tell me this is a guy you would put your trust in for the nation, first of all. I wouldn't put my trust in this man babysitting my pets. And the Democrats see him as somebody who is a viable presidential candidate. They want this man to run. I want you to understand the sick pathology of somebody who would want a clown like Beto, or I don't want to call him that, Robert O'Rourke, fake Mexican, to run for the office of the presidency of the United States, much less anything else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.